Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of True Crime Time for December 17th, Tuesday.
Yes.
And I'm Woody Overton.
I'm Cindy Overton.
We're coming back, laying it down again for y'all. Right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And somebody has been married for a few years today.
I know.
We argue over how many years?
Well, let's let the listeners tell us how many years.
It's not nothing to argue. What I say goes in my head. That's how it sticks. So I'm going with 17.
Okay. Well, it was December 17th, 2009 that we got married.
And like I said, I'm going with 17.
That's fine.
And because that's what works for me personally.
That's what works for you.
You should say, "Oh, honey, it's so sweet you remembered our anniversary," instead of fight me over the years.
Thank you for remembering our anniversary. You've done so many sweet things lately.
I know.
I don't know who came and took over your body.
Aliens got me.
Yeah.
Ooh, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The top of my head?
Oh,
the
yeah.
Fucking drones, man.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not a conspiracy guy and all that shit, but if the U.S. Coast Guard commander says there are 35 drones following my Coast Guard cutter off the East Coast, and they're the size of SUVs. You got a fucking problem.
Yeah.
And everybody's got videos of them and everything else and flying around in New York, New Jersey, now Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time I'm sitting here checking the night skies with a firearm going, I wish a motherfucker would. Because if I see a drone come over my shit and it's the size of an SUV, I'm shooting it.
Yeah.
It's target practice. And that's the truth. I mean, I'd do it. And so we did it. When I looked last week, I forgot to mention this last week, but I told her son about it and everything else. That's a real problem for me. One of the congressmen said they believe there's an Iranian mothership that's because these things are so big they'd have to refuel and all mm-hmm. that. But it's called U.S. airspace for a fucking reason.
Exactly.
And I don't believe, probably it's the government doing some shit that they don't want to tell us about or something. I don't know. But the thing is, it's like that Chinese balloon last mm-hmm. year or 2 years ago, whenever it was. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
You can't fly over a country and take pictures of everything just because you want to.
No.
And we're not talking about like you're in space as a satellite. We're talking about you're like the people are taking videos of you.
Yeah.
And that's an issue.
It's
you don't have to file a flight plan or nothing. That's a safety issue. I'm sure it's a fucking spy issue.
Yeah.
And everything else. And I promise y'all, if they show up in my line of sight wherever I'm at in South Louisiana, I'll get Cindy to take a video because I'm going to shoot the shit out of them.
So then let me ask you this. They're flying below the radar. I mean, we know they're there, but they're flying below where anybody can find them.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
What firearm do we have that will reach their height?
It depends. I'm not going to give away my secrets. All right. So just telling you, I'm going to fucking shoot them.
I just don't want you just shooting bullets up and it's not going to hit and then it's everything that goes.
Don't worry about how my shooting. My shooting is correct.
If it's too far away, you're not.
Don't worry about my shooting.
I know your shooting is correct. My shooting is correct. I know firearm
safety and I know what to do. And just because you killed a couple this year and none of them got away, that mean you have the authority on our anniversary to question my firearm skills.
Well, happy anniversary, baby.
Happy anniversary. I love you.
It's been a wonderful ride, and I can't wait for...
Don't get all emotional.
I can go check.
No, you can't. You're not allowed. All right. Let's get down some true crime time for Tuesday, December 17th. 17 years of hell. I mean, that marriage.
Oh, my gosh.
Looking forward to 17 more years of hell. Now you can go back. You can go back to the closet that has carpet in it and cry.
There's no carpet in the closet.
I can bet you dry. All right, let's get down to true crime time for our anniversary on Tuesday. Lay it on.
Well, let's start off
with. It's time for Family Matters.
This is a great one.
Family Matters again.
You might get an idea of what to do about me.
Family Matters again.
An Australian man.
Oh, what country was he in? I get a twofer.
He was in Australia.
Well, then here we go. It's time for Worldwide Crime. It's already a twofer.
It's a twofer. An Australian man is accused of murdering his wife with a homemade spear.
What?
Yep.
That's a new one for me.
I know. That's what I said. It might give you a new idea.
I'm not trying to make a spear. I'll just shoot
you. You're supposed to say I'm not trying to kill my wife.
I'll just shoot you. All right.
This isn't a joke. Talat Hawat. I'm not joking. T-A-L-A-A-T. Okay. And H-A-W-A-T-T,
okay,
also known as Terrence Hawat, is accused of having attacked his wife, Claude Bakur Hawat, with the weapon on Wednesday, December 11th, according to Sydney Morning Herald. New South Wales police said in a release that they were called to a home in the Sydney suburb of Belmore at 7:50 a.m. following a concern for a welfare report. Officers then located the body of a woman who was yet to be formally identified, but is believed to be Bakur Hawat, which is his wife. Police shared that following inquiries, they arrested the 35-year-old man. The man was taken to Campbelltown Police Station in New South Wales and charged with murder and contravening a restraining order.
She must have paper on him.
Yeah. It does look like
paper
it
doesn't stop a spear.
No, it doesn't. And it says, it goes on to say, it does look like it was a very violent murder scene.
Well, I'm pretty sure he must have speared her in the face a couple times because they said could be his wife or whatever.
Oh, my goodness. So, Hawat had convinced the court to lift a domestic violence order preventing him from contacting his wife. And it followed the awarding of an ADVO against him on February 14th. And I don't know what an ADVO is.
Some kind of violence order.
And by Bankston Local Court in New South Wales. This stated that Hawat could not contact, assault, threaten, stalk, or damage anything belonging to his wife. He was also told that he could only speak to her through a lawyer. In April, Hawat asked for the restraining order to be lifted so he could move back into the home. And the local court agreed and changed the ADVO so Hawat could return and have contact with his wife. The police report stated that he was refused bail after finding the wife's murdered body, and he was emotionless, and that's basically, I mean,
he killed her, and that is another example of... It's time for Family Matters. Well, there you have it. Family Matters and a worldwide crime, actually. And we don't know about spear play. I guess, you know, spears kill people too, right?
Yep.
So let me tell you about a... Well, you know, y'all, there's lots of ways that you could do planes, trains, and automobiles, right?
For sure.
I mean, it could be a plane, a train, or an automobile. Obviously. Well, this one is going to cover two out of the three. And let's go to Brooklyn, New York City. And, you know, I can't remember which one. It was my cousins or whatever the fuck that, which one it was. But they lived in New York their whole life, and they had never even driven in a car, mm-hmm. except for like a taxi.
I remember when they
had never driven.
Right.
Because, you know, mass transit trains and shit are a real deal. And I guess Parker's a bitch in New York, right? But we go into Brooklyn, and a man has been arrested for driving his car. Ready?
Yeah.
Along the railroad tracks in New York City.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, boy's name is Basilio Hidalgo. He's 40 years old, and evidently he had himself something to drink, some alcoholic beverages, and he then decided to drive his SUV on the Long Island Railroad, or the LIRR, and it gets better. He caused a fiery blaze at around 4:52 p.m. on Sunday, December 8th. This is according to the Metropolitan Transportation Authority Police Department. He drove a half a mile east on the tracks before stopping after two of his tires became severely damaged. Note to yourself, Hidalgo, you're not supposed to drive your SUV. It's not made to ride on rails, motherfucker. And so he blows out his tires, basically, y'all. And the Metropolitan Transportation Authority police officers observed a black Honda Sport utility vehicle stopped on the main line tracks of the LIRR between Belarus and Floral Park Station. Detectives, now this is some good detective work here. Detectives determined the suspect drove onto the LIRR main tracks from grade level west of Elmont UBS Arena Station. They got cameras everywhere. The driver eventually stopped just east of the Belarus Station as the fire started. All right. This fire, he's like, fire, no good. Mm-hmm. Driving on the train tracks, that's okay. Mm-hmm. Fire, no good. Mm-hmm. So the Floral Park Fire Department arrived at the scene to extinguish the fire, and the vehicle was removed from the tracks about 5 hours later. So Hidalgo, he got a buttload of charges, including first-degree reckless endangerment and third-degree criminal trespassing and DUI. They actually, like I told you, have cameras everywhere. They actually have a video on Instagram of this SUV driving bumpily, if you knew that was a word, across the tracks. And the incident caused significant damage to the third rail and other track infrastructure.
I guess
so. Now you got a bunch of pissed off commuters, right? They're like, this motherfucker. So there were also severe disruptions across train lines with significant delays on the Ronokanokama, Port Jefferson, Oyster Bay. And service was restored at the Hempstead branch 10 minutes after the car's removal. And the repairs have been made to the track, and the investigation is still going, et cetera, et cetera. And they said, this kind of thing is very embarrassing for, like, being late and things like that because it can cause a delay and it's very dangerous. This is one of the riders of the train said. It's very weird, but it's unsettling, no doubt. And if you're a passenger on a train, yeah, what would you think about that? I think it sucks. Anyway, they swung old Hidalgo to jail. And what the f***? Hey, y'all, it's that time of year again where I hate going to the mall, much less seeking out specialty boutiques to find the right gifts for my loved ones. Well, finding the perfect gift can be pretty overwhelming. I always want to make sure I'm giving gifts that people actually want. This year, I found the perfect spot for timeless gifts made from premium materials. You got to check out Quince. Quince lets you treat your loved ones and yourself to true quality at an affordable price. Something everyone needs in their closet, in my opinion, is Quince's iconic Mongolian cashmere sweaters, which start at $50. Their super soft fleece sweatpants are a major upgrade to whatever you're lounging in right now. And their packable puffer jackets are perfect for anyone who's traveling for the holidays. No matter what you're looking for, all Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories and cutting out the costs of the middlemen, Quince passes the savings on to you. Quince is on the nice list. They only work with the factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices. And they use premium fabrics and finish for that luxury feel in every piece. I love shopping with Quince because it shipped it right to my door. No problems, no hassle. Everything's online. And I'm really hoping Santa brings me the Italian wool overcoat, y'all, this year. It'll complete your cold weather look. This classic Italian wool overcoat made from a warm wool blend. And this coat is a must for any weather condition that dresses up for any look. It's a timeless investment piece. Gift luxury this holiday season without the luxury price tag. Go to quince.com/RLRC for 365-day returns plus free shipping on your order. That's quince.com/RLRC to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/RLRC. Hey, ladies. Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? Well, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living in our environment right now. It's in your food, your water, the air you breathe, the clothes you wear, your skincare products. They all mess with your hormones. Then there's the natural hormone changes your body goes through, premenopause, menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean you have to suffer through it. The good news is you don't have to suffer through it anymore because now you have Hormone Harmony. A formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone support and supplement. It's become a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. And the biggest benefit? Well, my wife says it makes her feel like her own self again. And that's what women mention over and over in the reviews. And there are over 30,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code RLRC for 15% off today. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com and use code RLRC. Fuck.
I mean, what did he think he was going
to
do?
How fucked up do you have to be to drive 2 miles down the track? You know, you're getting your head's hitting the ceiling every inch and your tires finally blow out. Your shit catches on fire.
Yeah.
And
he wasn't afraid of an oncoming train?
I don't think he could see that.
Was it a suicide?
I guess he thought he was on some Louisiana roads.
Yeah, because that's very
funny when you come from the most southern spot in Mississippi to where close to where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
And the road is just pristine. Yep. As soon as you cross that fucking Louisiana line,
same thing in Texas and Louisiana.
Yeah, well, it's the same way everywhere in Louisiana.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
You go like other places, and look, in Louisiana, I'm not throwing shade on anybody that's out there working hard every day, but throwing shade on the people who plant it. Some places, they have been having construction, I know, for 30 years.
Yes.
And they only do it during, like, fucking rush hour, it seems. Yeah. Or you go to other states like Tennessee and Wisconsin, they actually do their construction at nighttime. And when it's less traffic
right.
and it's not fucking everybody's day up.
Yeah.
I don't even like to get on the road anymore.
No, we don't.
Yeah. Unless it's between here and there.
Here and there. Just between here and there.
Unfortunately, sometimes we have to go from here to there in places that we don't want to go. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to do it. Like you got to do it. All right. But so there is a twofer within a oneer. Let me make up my words. I need to take my medicine. All right, Sin, you be up.
All right. So, now this, okay, and I'm not going to say this is sad. This is sad, but this is mind-blowing. As an investigator, detective, I want to hear your views on this.
All right.
So, in 2011.
2011, I was 41 years old.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we were married for how many years?
9, 10, 11, 3 years.
Okay. This woman, Ellen Greenberg, was found with 20 stab wounds.
Okay. A little overkill, a little personal.
It was ruled a suicide.
It's not funny.
It's not funny.
Yeah.
But that is mind-blowing. How is that ruled a suicide?
It's called, I'm about to get off and go hunting or some shit like that. Yeah. Give it right. Oh, we can make it a suicide.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not going to say it, but I didn't have the problems that they have now with the overdoses, like, you know, to a shift and shit that are going on because of fentanyl and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And having an Arcana back and stuff. But a lot of them, we go out and it's your local known drug user for heroin or whatever. And you're like, you tell the coroner, go ahead and stick him in that big ass needle and stick it through his pelvis into his bladder and draw shit right on the scene.
Right.
And, like Roy from Parish Forensics,
right?
He actually developed the first machine, and shout out to them. We hadn't talked about them in a minute, but he developed a machine for the coroners, and he was one where that when you do that sample, it not only gives you qualitative, it gives you quantitative, and so you can be like, "Oh, that's a lot of heroin." It's just saying it's tested positive for heroin, but a lot of times, if the people did the heroin or whatever it was and other people were in the house and heard them snoring, what have you, a coroner would say it's not suicide, but it's a death by, basically suicide. But right. They didn't mean to, but they did it.
Yeah.
Accidental suicide, whatever.
Right.
And kind of praying when you get out there, maybe you got something to do. It always seems the bodies hit the grounds on birthdays and anniversaries and whatever.
Yeah.
Right. You were guaranteed to catch a homicide.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Mr. Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And so then people are, rushing through.
Unfortunately, there are. It's time for Effed Up Professionals. So, tell us the rest of the story.
So, but I want to know how that relates to 20 stab wounds. I mean, I can see,
I don't know.
Okay. So now the fiance of Ellen's, the girl that committed suicide with 20 stab wounds, is finally speaking out. But Ellen's parents, Joshua Greenberg and Sandy Greenberg, have been petitioning the court for years to take another look at their daughter's case. Because obviously they believe that her death was the result of a homicide and that the investigation was mishandled.
Yeah, they got 20 reasons to believe that.
Right. So the Pennsylvania Supreme Court recently agreed to hear arguments against the ruling.
I wonder why the cops would hear it. I mean, the courts would hear it. The cops either got to do their job or they don't.
I don't know. However, Ellen's fiance, Sam Goldberg, who found her.
It must be a civil suit, but go ahead.
Who found her deceased in the kitchen of their shared apartment after telling investigators that he initially found the door locked in an email statement, believes that the death was the result of mental illness.
you have to be severely mentally ill to stab yourself 20 times.
So when Ellen took her own life, it left me bewildered, Sam told the police. She was a wonderful and a kind person who had everything to live for. When she died, a part of me died with her. Unimaginably, in the years that have passed, I have had to endure the unimaginable passing of my future wife, who does this sound like, and the pathetic and despicable attempts to desecrate my reputation and her privacy by creating a narrative that embraces lies, distortions, and falsehoods in order to avoid the truth. Mental illness is very real and has many victims. He goes on to say, I hope and pray that you never lose someone that you love like I did to a terrible disease and then be accused by ignorant and misinformed people of causing her death.
Well, come on, man.
If you're really writing a truthful story, dig deeper and please do some good by raising awareness of mental health.
And you know what the sad thing is? You just cut it the store because either he did it or he didn't do it. But the sad thing is, it's time for Effed Up Professionals. If they were the fucked up professionals and they did a shitty job, then you know what? It's not always like that. Like Haley's case, y'all go listen to it on, it drops every Friday, usually on Tuesdays for Patreon convicts, but Haley's case is kind of the same thing. And I don't think it's necessarily that, all the cops said it was a homicide. Right.
Well, and here
and then the one person says no. And then they have to go off that person, you know, and now you know if this motherfucker ever gets out of jail. And y'all just continue to listen to the story because I don't want to give it away. But he gets out of jail, he's going to be saying the same thing. If this guy did it, he's going to be saying the same thing. But the difference is Brooks was in the room with Haley.
Yeah.
And in the small apartment, and he lied about everything, and et cetera. Yeah. But he didn't get a murder charge, but we're trying to get him one. So
was originally ruled a homicide, and then it was taken back once the forensics looked at it, and she had stab wounds in like her upper body. She was found with the knife still in her, but she had stab wounds on her neck as well.
Yeah.
And so based off of that, there was no evidence that, so they then ruled it a suicide.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
So, it's a pity and it's a shame. And the questions will always remain, I guess. And
they didn't fingerprint the knife either.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Mm-hmm. Good police work on top of good police work. Mm-hmm. And I mean, if you could stab yourself in the back of the neck and then the chest a total of 20 times, you a bad motherfucker. I mean, you'd have to be. I don't know of anyone I've ever dealt with that had the mental illness, and I've dealt with a million of them that could do that. But I guess it's possible. Anything's possible. But anyway, all right, we're out of that one, and let's roll on.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Again, that's BADLANDS ranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Tell you about another this one, y'all. Holy shit. It's time for Effed Up Professionals. So, y'all, this one is professional. Now, you know, in my mind, when you think about professionals, yeah, you think about doctors and cops and lawyers and shit like that. But you know, there's professionals who drive trucks, right? Mm-hmm. There's professional garbage men. There's professional plumbers, whatever. This case is a professional sitter, right? Like we know someone that has to have 24 hours.
Okay, like care. A caretaker.
Yeah. But yes, yeah, sitter, caretaker, same mm-hmm. thing. And, or she, and she, her name, or is Eleanor Flowers, and she was taking care of a 68-year-old paralyzed man.
Okay.
Right. And, well, and he previously suffered a stroke. So he's laid up in the hospital. He's paralyzed. He's all fucked up, right? And the patient sitter is the fucked up professional in the story. Mm-hmm. And she was 76 years old.
Oh,
and
goodness.
She is the one who assaulted the victim who had previously had the stroke. Mm-hmm. And he's a 68-year-old man. All right. And what do you think she hit him with? Beat him with?
A bat?
No. With the remote control for a hospital bed.
Sling it. Yeah. Oh, my.
On Tuesday, December 10th, Eleanor Flowers of Washington, D.C. was sentenced for the criminal abuse of a vulnerable adult and attempted threats because on January 4th, 2021, she beat this dude at the Southeast Washington Hospital United Medical Center. And, you know, as part of the sentencing, Eleanor she got 24 months of probation. And as part of sentencing, Flowers must also stay away from the victim, naturally, and is prohibited from working, volunteering, or participating in any activity involving elderly, vulnerable, cognitively disabled, or children, to include activities in hospitals, assisted living facilities, nursing homes, rehab centers, doctor's offices, urgent care, and daycare. Look, they covering it all, right? Like, bitch, you literally, right? So, back to the incident, she had been employed as a patient sitter, a professional, at the United Medical Center when she struck the victim with a hospital bed remote controller while attempting to change his soiled clothing, right? And, of course, the victim was classified as a vulnerable adult because he had had that stroke and was paralyzed on one side of his body, and he couldn't speak.
Right.
Right? At the time that he was attacked. So, guess what? I always tell you, everything's on motherfucking camera. And there's a video of this. A cell phone video was taken by another patient sitter who wasn't a fucked up professional.
She didn't stop it?
Well, I don't know about that part.
She should get charged for not stopping
it. But at least she videoed it and got turned in, and the U.S. Attorney's Office actually prosecuted because I guess it's a federal hospital. The video showed Flowers hitting multiple times, repeated strikes, and causing visible distress to the victim, paralyzed guy. And of course, I guess this other lady turned in the video immediately, and Flowers was terminated. Imagine that. because she was a fucked up professional. And
she only got 24 months of probation.
I know. That's so sad, bro. I hate it. I hate it for them. We were dealing with some of that.
You think it's because it's overcrowded jails and she's old and...
It's a hospital.
I know.
It's not a jail.
She's got probation.
Oh, I don't know. 76 years old. I don't know. But it wouldn't be enough for me. Yeah, or you or anybody out there. I'm thinking about who we know
that
has 24-hour care right now.
Right.
And you have to put so much trust in these people.
Yeah, I know.
Because they're alone in the house with your parents.
Yeah.
And I do have faith or a loved one. I do have faith in the ones and got to give them faith into the trust until they fuck it up.
Absolutely.
They don't want to fuck it up because I've rained down the fires of hell upon them.
Yeah.
But anyway, there's your story for... It's time for Effed Up Professionals.
That is a fucked up professional. Well, I have got a...
It's time for Family Matters.
So there's all kinds of evil, and we know that because that's what this show's about, basically. But faking your son's cancer.
Oh, man. I mean, I've arrested people for this shit before. That is like the fucking lowest of the low. Tell us what happened.
So I would literally buy billboards to put these people's names on it, but it says an unnamed couple.
You know, when we pull up to intersections and people are panhandling and shit like that, and, you know, sometimes I'll give them some change or whatever. And I think that, you know, well, they're just going to go buy dope with it or whatever. Then I'm thinking, well, I hope to go get something to eat with it, right?
You hope.
I guess you give out of the kindness of your heart.
You do.
When you feel led to give. Mm-hmm. And it's, again, that's like in the last story, the trust is on them to do something good with it.
I know, but it was hard for me. My daddy always told me, don't you dare roll down on Laredo. Don't you dare roll down that window and give anybody money.
And he's right, but sometimes I still do it. Most of the time I don't do it, but sometimes I'm led and I...
And I did one, you know, against him right in front of the Border Patrol station, right where he worked. I was sitting at a light and rolled down my window, and there was this pregnant lady. I was pregnant. And there was this pregnant lady, and I gave her some money. And I went to Target, and then I went to McDonald's, and I walked into McDonald's, and there the woman was with her belly off. She was not pregnant. And I said, you just ruined it for the rest of the people that, you know. But then we have instances that those people have turned around and helped us. Holy shit. And so changes.
I'm going to tell one real quick that I won't tell what the situation was. We were literally getting off the interstate in Houston in a big SUV. Didn't have a lot of money back then.
Nope.
And so we pushed the gas as far as we could.
You do that when we have money too.
That's true. But I was like, oh, and we had kids in the car and they were young and I was getting off. It's rush fucking hour traffic and I go to get off the ramp and the fucking SUV dies and it won't start and it's rolling. And it comes down to this major intersection and we died right in the middle of the intersection and in the middle of rush hour traffic. And guess what happened? These homeless people came out from everywhere. And pushed
got
us,
goosebumps.
Literally pushed this big ass, whatever it was, they pushed this big ass SUV full of kids and us into the gas station where we were able to get gas.
Yep, it was our expedition. Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go. Tell us.
So anyway, this couple in Australia.
Oh, here we go. It's time.
So it's a twofer.
It's time for Family Matters. It's time for Worldwide Crime.
So a couple in Australia has been accused of faking their six-year-old son's cancer diagnosis. On Friday, December 13th, the woman and man, who were both 44 years old, appeared at Port Adelaide Magistrates Court, where they were each charged with one aggravated count of committing an act likely to cause harm, which carries a maximum sentence of 7 years in jail.
Crazy.
Separate attorneys for the accused, who haven't been named by the police, both would be denying the charges. They both said they were going to deny these charges. You know, they're speaking for their people. And the two people, because they haven't named them, have been arrested by the Western District Criminal Investigation Branch, or CIB, on Thursday, December 12th, for criminal neglect and deception, and bail has been refused. And the couple has caused psychological harm to their child by falsely purporting a cancer diagnosis.
Yeah.
So the poor child was also told that he had cancer. I mean, oh my gosh. The officer also said that the couple had been requesting monetary donations through a GoFundMe page, and they had raised around 60,000 Australian dollars,
right,
which is relative to 38,000 US dollars in a very short period of time. It would be alleged that the accused shaved their six-year-old child's head, eyebrows, and placed him in a wheelchair with bandages on his head in order to imitate radiotherapy treatment. And the investigation has confirmed that the child is not seeking any medical treatment, and we believe this farce illness is causing serious and significant psychological harm to the child and their sibling.
Bruh, this causes psychological harm to me.
The sibling is a girl in the 6 to 12 year age group bracket. And they've been removed from the home of the parents, and another relative is caring for them. And they also stated that the incident had been reported to police on November 26th, and they had to do the investigation, Child Protective Services and all of that.
Imagine shaving your kid's head and eyebrows and saying, hey, you got cancer.
And it's quoted to say, I couldn't think of a more devious and cruel scheme that the parents have done to their own child. It's abhorrent that people would seek to profit their own personal greed and selfishness from such an insidious condition such as cancer that impacts so many families in our community. And
that is unreal.
It's just
unbelievable. Unbelievable. And I hope the Aussies that are in the jail cell with them give them some inmate justice for real, right?
Yep.
I mean, I don't know how much justice you can get, but I just hope they get them. So, I don't know. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
All right. So that concludes. It's time for Worldwide Crime. It's time for Family Matters. All right. So I guess, I mean, you know, when you break it down, I guess all our stories can pretty much fit in the Fucked Up Professionals, Family Matters. That was actually a Family Matters.
That's the way I started it, was as a Family Matters.
Other than that's a twofer.
Yeah.
And it's crazy, right? But I did the one about the professional sitter earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what you really classify this idiot as, all right? Dude named Samuel Rapidly Bateman. That's his official name. And he was sentenced to 50 years in the big house for conspiracy to transport a minor, for sex, and conspiracy to commit kidnapping. All right, I'll tell you all about it. So the FBI says this dude, Bateman, had more than 20 spiritual wives. This is a good one in our anniversary. And several of them whom were underage. And he engaged in group sex with them. All right. But I don't want more than one wife.
I know you don't, but tell him.
Just don't want more than one wife, period. But the prosecutors claim that Bateman told his people, his followers now, to kidnap several girls and taken from his home and placed in group homes by the Department of Child Services and bring them over state lines. So they already been snatched up once by OCS and put in, then he gets his followers, kind of like Charles Manson.
Mm-hmm.
So he is a polygamous sect leader, and I don't really want to call that a professional. And he had more than 20 wives. And I told you, anyway, about the underage ones, et cetera. He just fucking did it. The judge told him, he said, the amount of harm you cause is nothing short of unmeasurable. And the U.S. District Judge Susan Bornovich told him that his sentencing, said, you should not have the opportunity to be free and never have the opportunity to be around young women. You took them from their homes, from their families, and made them into sex slaves. You stripped them of their innocence and childhood. And in his plea agreement, Bateman admitted to coercing underage girls as young as 9.
Oh my.
To engage in sexual activities, this is called rape, with him and other adults. And he admitted to planning to abduct girls and transport them over the state lines. Now, several of the victims actually got up in court and said what happened, right?
That's so sad. They had to do that.
Ahead before sentencing. And one of the girls said, this abuse has created a ripple effect that has touched everyone I know. And another one said, I hope you feel the pain you've caused me as you're sitting rotting in your cell. So real quick, this goes all the way back to September of 2022 when he was arrested on an FBI warrant, which is kind of a big deal. The 50 years he got in federal prison, he's got to do like 49 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that Bateman had created a cult-like offshoot of the Fundamental Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and engaged in the group sex with some of the girls that he claimed as wives. He also watched other men sexually abuse and assault the girls. The affidavit states that Bateman was audio recorded saying God had instructed him to give the most precious thing he has, his girls, virtue. God told him to give them virtue, right? He's talked to a handful of adult men and said, God will fix their bodies and put the membrane back in their body. I never had more confidence in doing his will. It's all out of love. All right. This monster told his 14-year-old daughter, too, that he wanted to have a child with her and make her his wife. All an FBI affidavit. You can't make this shit up. The document claimed that he gave her $50 and a bag of Doritos.
Can you believe that? Their engagement?
At the time, which appeared to be the bribes. And the girl was subsequently removed from the home by Bateman's then wife. I guess she got jealous. And a restraining order was filed against him. So they raided, the FBI raided his home in Arizona, looking for the evidence of marriages or sex between children and adults. And a number of the girls ranging from 11 to 16 were also removed from his home by DCS. And the girl, you know, right, they were, you know, placed in various homes, et cetera. Two of Bateman's followers have also been found guilty of charges, including interstate travel to persuade, of course, a child to engage in sexual activity. Seven of his adult wives have been convicted of crimes related to coercing children into sexual activities and impeding the cops' investigation. And that dude is a monster.
So if those women have been abused, and that's likely that the wives have been, you know, young, they were young when he started grooming them, and they might have thought it was normal. I mean, they're still, I mean, I'm just.
Fuck them, they're adults.
No, I understand. There
are plenty of people who get abused that don't go out and abuse.
Yeah. No,
That's never an excuse.
No, I'm not.
And I mean, the court may consider it as a mitigating factor, but fuck them. It's the seven of his 20 wives had sex with 9-year-olds to whatever year olds. I don't give a fuck how abused you were.
I know.
Christina Constance.
Yeah.
And the very first episode I ever did, Real Life, Real Crime, and she had been abused or manipulated the whole time. But when you suck your 7-year-old son's dick, then you need to go to prison. Bad. Sucking your son's dick is bad.
Right.
All right.
That's why I had.
Don't make a fuck what happened to you. And you're in your late 20s or early 30s, doing that is bad.
Absolutely. And that's why I said what I said, because I wanted you to talk about Christina, because, right. I mean, it's just.
Well, now I'm ill on our anniversary, and that's it. Y'all go download the Real Life Real Crime Community app for free from the App Store, and everything's in there. I go there first. Y'all know you hear me talk about it every week. Thank you to our convicts and patrons. You know, you're getting your commercial-free early releases every day.
Every day.
And the bonus materials almost every day. Mm-hmm. And all that stuff. Hashtag Justice for Haley, y'all. Keep pushing it. Push, 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 push. Let's get it done.
And Justice for Haley merch is in the store. Believe me, it's priced as good as we can get it. That is not me.
We're not making anything off of that. That is just to continue to push. Mm-hmm. And every comment that I answer, or whatever it may be about beer or whatever, and I make my comment and I put hashtag Justice for Haley.
Yes. And Miss Barbara and Tyler and Stella are in the app, and they are very appreciative. They're very active in the app, and they're very appreciative of the love and support. We kept telling them that lifers are going to be there.
And it happens, but Rome wasn't built for today.
Right.
And this, unfortunately, Haley's case didn't get fucked up in a day. I guess it kind of did, but we are telling the story. I'm doing it. There's a reason for the way that I'm doing it and the steps that I'm doing it in. Continue to listen. It's going to blow your mind. And that's all I got to say, except for happy anniversary, Sin, for 16, 17 years, however long it's been. And you have a car in your closet. Just teasing. All right. I love you.
Happy anniversary.
Love y'all. Thank you all. Thank you all for listening and liking and sharing. And I'm Woody Overton, your host of True Crime Time.
And I'm Cindy Overton.
Holla at y'all later. Peace.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store. Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.